If you want daily Elon Musk news and updates, please take a second and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're on right now, because we bring it to you every single day. Thank you so much. Now let's get into some Elon news here at the Elon Musk Podcast.
All right, welcome to Sparks, Nevada, site of the Tesla Gigafactory and our Tesla semi-truck factory as well. So, I can't believe it's been 5 years. So we unveiled the Tesla semi 5 years ago. It's been a lot that's happened since then, to say the least. So we were incredibly excited tonight to actually deliver our first production Tesla semi-trucks. And it's right next door to the Giga Nevada, our Gigafactory here, which produces the most number of battery cells in North America. It produces our drive units and battery packs. And so I'd just like to just start off by giving a big hand to the Tesla Gigafactory team and the Tesla semi-truck team. It's like, I think you've had a chance to tour the production line. So, cool. Right? And we're looking forward to actually delivering our first production trucks to PepsiCo. So this is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and also a huge thank you to all of our other customers. I mean, a lot's happened in the last 5 years, and our customers have been super loyal and supportive and, you know, stuck with us and been a huge part of our development, and we're excited to show everything that we've been doing off to everybody tonight.
Yep. Great. So let's get started. Sorry for the delay. So it's been like sheer amount of drama between that 5 years ago and now. Is a lot has happened in the world, but here we are, and it's real. So
yeah, we threw a great party a few years back, and trying to do a similar thing here tonight. And you know, Tesla's been growing like crazy. I mean, you know, everybody here has been, you know, contributing towards the growth and unveiling awesome products and really scaling us to the point that now we can actually work on semi, and we're really excited to do that. But we've been working a little bit on the background, close to the chest, you know, right level of priority, but, you know, made a lot of progress, incorporated a lot of things that we're going to talk about. And at the end of the day, we have not wavered from our mission to build the most compelling, greatest Class 8 truck in history. So we're going to keep putting our foot forward to do that, and yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So people might wonder, why build a semi-truck? Because if you look at the actual unit volume, it's small compared to passenger vehicles. So for passenger vehicles, you know, there's on the order of almost 100 million that are sold every year. And whereas semi-trucks, it's for 400,000 or 500,000.
Not even, yeah. It's a couple hundred thousand Class 8 trucks a year.
Globally.
Yeah. Or no. Sorry, that's U.S.
Yeah. In the U.S., there's call it like 15 million passenger vehicles and a couple hundred thousand semi-trucks. So it seems like a small percentage, but it's actually 20% of U.S. vehicle emissions, because you've got a huge vehicle and it's being driven all the time. So when you factor in the number of hours driven and the weight that it's carrying, it's actually, although it's only 1% of vehicle production, it's 20% of vehicle emissions. And it's over a third of all the particulate emissions. So from a sort of health standpoint, particularly in like cities, this is a huge impact, like it's gigantic. So that's why we're doing it, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, this is really core to our mission. And you know, to Elon's point, there's a lot of heavy trucks that are deployed in dense urban areas. And so the communities that are around freeways, a lot of where these trucks are domiciled, are gonna really benefit, particularly from the particulate emissions reductions. And then, you know, just trying to reduce emissions globally. Every truck that we put on the road that replaces a diesel truck is a huge amount of leverage. And so that is why we're doing this, and makes a huge difference towards driving us towards our total mission of sustainable energy and transportation.
Yeah, I think maybe a lot of people don't realize it's actually like, you know, quite unhealthy to be living next to a highway with diesel trucks, FYI. So being able to make them electric is just going to be, just in addition to sort of climate change and global warming matters, it's also quiet, and it's going to improve the quality of your air, and it will actually just fundamentally improve the health of people living near freeways, which is obviously a super big deal.
So, yeah, if anybody's been woken up at a noisy truck delivering in the morning, you know, the quiet will definitely be very welcome. I know I will appreciate that.
Yeah. So we're aiming to cover all major forms of transport. It's just consistent with the Tesla mission, because sometimes I get asked, like, well, you know, shouldn't a Tesla just produce, like, you know, fast cars or premium cars or whatever? It's like, but what's our actual mission? Our actual mission is to accelerate the advent of sustainable energy. So that's why we're making this wide range of cars that don't really make sense from a brand standpoint, I guess, traditionally, but they make total sense when you consider what's the mission of the company. The mission of the company is to accelerate sustainable energy. And so it's super consistent with that goal and really a crucial piece of the puzzle. And that's why we're doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, Elon, you first laid this out in Master Plan Part 2. And, you know, now we're here to actually make it happen. And, you know, everything from the mission side, along with reducing the cost of cargo transport, and also make it fun. I mean, we want to make the truck an awesome driving experience, you know, make it kick ass for the drivers.
Yeah, I mean, it looks sick. I mean, look at that thing. I mean, you want to drive that. I mean, that thing looks like it came from the future. It drives like driving a Tesla, literally. It's fun. It looks awesome. And, you know, there's actually a big shortage of drivers. And so if you're a truck driver and you want the most badass rig on the road, this is it. So. Yeah, that's it. It's a beast. So, you know, at Tesla, we don't make slow cars. We don't make this. So this thing has crazy power relative to a diesel truck. I mean, actually, especially if you're not towing anything, you could zip around like it looks crazy. Basically, it looks like a elephant moving like a cheetah. It didn't look right, frankly. But this is not sluggish in the least. It's fast. It's fast to accelerate. It's fast to brake. It's really a step change improvement. What it's like to drive a semi truck. Yeah, when we got three times the power.
Than any diesel truck on the road right now. So you got all the work, all the power you need to get the job done. But the other reason that it's a beast is because it's also efficient. And you know, you can go 500 miles on a single charge on one of these things. So it's the mix of those two that this is why this is a game changer. And what's awesome is both of those are enabled by our new 1,000-volt powertrain, which is the first vehicle that we're doing with that. And don't worry, there'll be some more things, more vehicles coming with that. But this is going to be a game changer because of all the awesome innovations that have happened, you know, behind the scenes and, you know, under the hood, so to speak.
Cool. Yeah. So we're obviously leveraging a ton of stuff that we've already done. So we've got, it's now probably 51 billion miles driven. I don't know. It's more every day. So we're using our existing drive units, power electronics, infotainment, our super efficient heat pump, HVAC system, and state-of-the-art inverters. So we're able to leverage the existing powertrain and elements that are already made at volume in order to achieve extreme efficiency of cost and capability.
So. Yeah, and it also means we get to leverage all the reliability that the active car fleet is doing. So we're accumulating all these miles, getting a ton of demonstrated learnings into the field, and we're going to go and put all these trucks into the world and get a lot of learnings as well, but we're coming off of a great launching pad with everything that's done in the rest of our products already. And it's also enabled because, you know, Tesla's got this full vertical integration on the software and the hardware side. So the teams that are working together to put all that together into one package, this is a huge win, you know, for all of our products, but particularly Semi.
Lots of hardcore testing. So, I mean, one of the things about a commercial truck is that the reliability has to be extremely high. So it's got to be running continuously, can't break down. It's got to handle every kind of weather. Uptime is super important for any kind of semi-truck. So we've tested durability in every kind of weather, every kind of environment. I mean, you could, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've driven Donner. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But we've been through hot, cold, snow, rain. We've been putting this thing through all its paces in the lab as well as in the real world. You know, the simulation team has been doing an incredible job of being able to scale all of that, you know, in the virtual side. And the other thing is that we're going to take these and we're going to put our money where our mouth is. And we're going to put these on into our own fleet, into our own supply chain. And we're going to use this to transport goods between our factories and our suppliers, because we believe in it, not just from a mission perspective and a cost perspective, but because we want to close that feedback loop. We got to get that learning as fast as we can. We want it straight from the drivers. We want it straight from the service techs that are working on it. We're going to take all that data that's coming in and continue to refine the product and make it better, just like we do on the car side.
Yeah, exactly. So to be clear, like these semi-trucks are running 24/7 between Sparks, technically in Sparks, not Reno, but most people think of it as Reno Sparks, and Tahoe. And yeah, this is technically called the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Complex, or there's an interesting backstory about why it's called that.
Very.
Yeah. So anyway, Tesla using the trucks continuously day and night between here and Fremont and back again is going to be a great test of the vehicle and will give us a great feedback loop for continuing to improve the product. So my click is sort of not working.
There we go.
All right. So yeah, we've got a tri-motor powertrain system. So we're using the carbon overwrapped sleeve. So essentially, we're using the Plaid Model S, Model X powertrain, but we're actually enabling the two of the drive units to actually disconnect so that they're not free spinning. The efficiency is actually much greater in cruise.
Yeah, this is really unique. I mean, we're going with a tri-motor system. One of them is constantly engaged, so that's for maximum efficiency. You're getting on the highway, that's doing the bulk of the work, and it's operating at the peak efficiency point of the entire drivetrain. And then the other two units are for torque and acceleration. So when the driver needs it to get their job done, whether that's getting out of a loading dock or it's on the road, they need to pass somebody, you're tackling a grade, you have the torque and power to do it. And the cool thing is that these are clutched automatically, so no driver input needed, but it's also seamless. So the highway efficiency unit is cruising along doing its thing, and if the driver puts their foot to the floor, the torque unit spin up, clutch engages, and takes over. And it does all of that before we've maxed out the torque on the efficiency unit, so it's completely smooth. There's no turbo lag or jerkiness or anything like that. No driver input needed. It's smooth, both in terms of acceleration and deceleration for regen. It's really cool happening all behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, what I find actually really wild about this is you can have a truck which is 82,000 pounds. And by the way, the reason we can actually do 82,000 pounds is that there's a 2,000 pound extra that's allowed by law for electric trucks. So you get a little bit of an advantage on the weight side. But you can basically pull 82,000 pounds at cruise and the only thing that's doing that is a tiny little motor on one axle.
It's about that big. About a football size, maybe.
Yeah, you can carry it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a,
I mean, you can check it in your luggage. Good luck doing that with a diesel engine. And one of those is more powerful than a diesel. Yeah.
Yeah, just that one little guy is more powerful than a regular diesel engine on a semi-truck. But I find it amazing that this enormous thing can be pulled by something that you could carry in your hands. It's like, wow, that's power density.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and then in terms of, we're putting this to use in the real world. Yeah. So that truck's clocking in at 82. That's weighing 82,000 pounds. And when you see that pass shot again, you'll notice that speedometer is climbing. We're going 6% and accelerating up that grade. This is where it comes in.
Yeah, it's like driving a normal car, not like driving a truck. It's just that you're moving 82,000 pounds.
Yeah.
This show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff and all my photos. And you get unlimited computer backup for Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too. iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore, return, refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days and get a full refund. So basically they ship you this hard drive and then you ship it back and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out, play with it, start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and is really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon.
Yeah. So any highway grade you come across, you can tackle at speed.
Yeah.
You know, there's no compromise.
No slowdown.
Nope. And the other beauty is that you've got all this power going up, but you also have it going down. And what that means is you've got regenerative braking. So rather than using a Jake brake or engine braking like a diesel truck does, where you have to worry about hitting your shifts. If you miss a gear, you're onto your brakes and potentially in a runaway situation. You don't have to worry about any of that. There's no shifting, no nothing. And so the regen recaptures all that energy as you're going down these grades. But on top of it, it also is a safer system for not just the driver, but everybody on the road, because there's no gear to miss.
I mean, just it's worth reemphasizing that point. Because it's an electric drivetrain, when it goes downhill, you actually, or when you slow down, it recaptures the energy of motion or the energy of height. The potential and kinetic energy are largely recaptured. Whereas for a diesel truck, that's not possible. You can't just, you know, create diesel. So you just end up heating brakes. And then your brakes overheat, and you can't use them, and then it's pretty dangerous because the brakes stop working.
Yeah, that's why you have runaway truck ramps.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because, if for any of you that have ever driven I-80 and driven Donner, there's a mandatory brake check stop for trucks down by Emigrant Gap. We've done this, and it's really funny because we'll go over the grade, we'll come down, and we just kind of pull to the side, and we're like, well, there's nothing to check. We've never used the things, and we just keep driving. Yeah.
Yeah. And we get to the bottom of the hill, we have cold brakes.
Yeah.
That's like mind-blowing in the trucking world. So it's like insane, basically. And you've, yeah, so. So it's really worth emphasizing that. That's a significant safety improvement for the truck driver and for other people on the road. We also have traction control, because the precision of an electric motor is vastly better than a diesel engine. You know, it's sort of got like the, I'm trying to think of the right analogy here, but like it's got the precision of like a laser printer. It's not great. It's like really precise. That's what I'm saying. And the reaction is, so it's like you don't have to worry about, traction control is awesome. It's automatically stopping the truck from jackknifing. It's doing all this safety stuff in the background that just isn't possible with regular diesel trucks. It's just it's a step change in technology in so many ways.
Yeah, and the tight integration with the software team that we have here really makes that happen, because it means that we could take all that, the precision, and actually put it to use. You know, it's not some tie-in of some third-party powertrain. No, this is all in-house. And so we do this really neat, you know, chassis control work at the brake level, the traction control level. We integrate with our total stability control system and make sure that the driver, you know, has a lot of confidence, but also has everything they need to stay on the road. It's a really nice, neat, integrated package overall in terms of, you know, software and control, and it's totally seamless to the driver, and it'll be a game changer in terms of safety.
Yeah.
So we talk power. You want to talk efficiency?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, some people out there say it can't be done. I don't know who might say that, but I've heard rumors. And so we just did it. Yeah. And we're going to post the whole video unedited on YouTube.
Yeah.
And no jump cuts.
Yeah. And this wasn't, you know, some ultra clean, precise test track simulation or something where we, you know, shut down a road. Nope, this is real world. You know, this is over Grapevine. This is with traffic. This is true 500 miles. You know, we were loaded just under 82K. You know, we didn't, no special aero treatments.
Yeah.
Truck came off the line, shook it down, made it run. That's it.
Yeah, there was like no fast moves here.
Nope.
So to be clear, it's not like, oh, what tricks did they pull? Well, there are actually a whole bunch of tricks we could have pulled and didn't. So, you know, like as Dan said, like no special aero treat.
Oh, and by the way, we should mention there was no charging. Like we charged the truck.
Yeah, yeah,
we didn't stop the charge. Single driver
one
ship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good point. So,
minor detail.
So it's not like 500 miles, like with no load, with special aero and special everything. It's like fully loaded. Going from the Bay Area, we actually had to like go a bit north to get to, you know, actually add to get to 500 miles because you get, you know, LA to the Bay Area is less than that.
Well, we went all the way to San Diego here, so we stretch out on the southern end. And I mean, do you want to see them in the video? I mean, we have the proof.
Absolutely. So it's only 8 hours long. So
yeah, buckle in. Don't worry, we brought lots of snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, standard trip, down the 5, up Grapevine, through LA, traffic, construction, you know, we got the bypass on the way station, but, you know, running full 80, or just under 82, full deliveries, nothing to hide.
Yeah. So. Yeah, real world, it's, yeah.
Basically. He did take one restroom break for, there is a required mandatory 30-minute break within the first 8 hours of operation.
Okay.
Took a small restroom break, but that was it. Yep.
All right. Cool. So aerodynamic efficiency obviously matters a lot. You can see it's shaped like a bullet. It's really aerodynamic, and that helps a lot. So we get less than 2 kilowatt hours.
2 kilowatt hours a mile.
Yep. So.
And that's the name of the game is efficiency there. Yep.
Yep. So yeah, I mean it's really efficient in every way. And
I mean, the team's done a lot of awesome work. I mean, we went into the wind tunnel with this really cool model, rolling road, the whole nine yards, and pulled in a lot of the learnings and all of our features from the car side that, you know, give us such great real-world efficiency there. And really want to make sure that the truck and the trailer have to work together. You know, this is a combination. This is not just the truck. If you optimize one, you actually might disrupt the whole combination. And so we spent a lot of time both, you know, virtually, but also in the wind tunnel to make this happen. And really some next level engineering to of everything they had to do there. And you know, it means that we've got a really efficient truck.
Yeah. As I said, it's as easy to drive as a Model 3. So it's like with basically no training, you can drive this. You know, you have to think bigger when you're driving it, but it's not hard to drive. It's really easy. And we put seat in the center for max visibility, low floor. You can stand up in the cabin.
Yeah, and that's actually like a really big deal. I mean, you're a tall guy, Elon. Like, you're able to stand up just fine. And, you know, the nice thing is that if you're a truck driver and you're out during the day and it's cold, it's snowy, whatever, you can get in and this isn't a sleeper cab, this is a day cab. You can still stand up and you can shed your jacket, put it on the wall, all in the comfort. You can put your coveralls on while in the cab. So if you have to go do a dirty job, you can do that comfortably as opposed to being out in the elements. So that's, you know, that level of space is unheard of. And we were able to do that with some pretty innovative packaging. And on top of it, there's plenty of cargo storage, you know, for drivers that need to bring any tools, other equipment along. And not to mention, you know, we've got the plug-ins, the wireless charging, everything they need on the electronic side as well.
Yep. Yeah, so I've got efficiency in every aspect of the vehicle. I've got one touch, a suspension dump, so it's very easy to attach to the trailer. It saves time and money. The fleet's more efficient, and the driver's home sooner.
Yeah, I mean, really, we're trying to extend the idea of this efficiency from not just while you're on the road, but into the yard as well. That's before and after, you know, the truck has done its job on the road. Because that means that, you know, drivers at the end of the day are spending less time at the yard, and they're getting home earlier. And it makes their lives easier. You know, we've got a light test that's easy to execute, helps with compliance. There's all these little things that the design team really spent their time, you know, researching. They did ride-alongs. They studied. They did all this work. It was really cool to watch them put. I mean, I think they even took like a bunch of like the various cups and put them in CAD, and you'll see them like put them in various cup holder sizes and places. They'll like mock up a bag. They'll do all kinds of neat stuff to understand how a driver works throughout the day, and it means that they'll have a more efficient experience overall.
Yeah. Great. Obviously, to charge a truck like this quickly, you need high-power chargers. So we developed a megawatt-class charger, as it's capable of charging at a megawatt to DC.
Yeah.
And it's our next-generation immersive cooling, so it's liquid-cooled. So you don't need like a gigantic elephant trunk of a cable. You can actually have a small cable, and that cable delivers a megawatt. And yeah, we've 3x the current density.
I mean, this is really cool stuff. I mean, you're actually immersing the conductor in the coolant, this water-based coolant that we have, and we're then doing some really neat isolation monitoring on the back end to ensure that it's safe and delivering that it needs to. But it means that we can really shove a lot of current in a very, very small place. So, you know, for those that have worked and charged their cars on a V3 supercharger and the cable's nice and, you know, maneuverable, it's the same thing here, but now we're just shoving a megawatt through it instead. So, you know, this is key for high power applications like semi, but you want to tell them or do you want me to tell them?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be used for Cybertruck too.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is coming to our superchargers next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the future of transport obviously requires a sustainable energy infrastructure. So you've got to have all aspects of the energy question answered, sustainable power generation, then you've got to store the power, and then you transfer the power to the vehicle. So the three pillars of a sustainable energy future, a sustainable power generation with solar and wind, I'm actually a fan of nuclear, which we should support, and geothermal and many others. But things that are sustainable long term, but things like wind and solar are intermittent, so you have to have the battery pack to store the energy, so when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine, you still have energy. And you can also buffer the power so you're not overloading the grid with spike loads.
Yeah, and our semi customers are actively deploying this today, and you know, we're working with them so that they have a pathway to get towards, you know, 100% sustainable future. You know, but we have all of this at our disposal, you know, commercial solar and Megapack. And you know, the Megapack is great because not only can it do things like peak shaving or some of the other energy modulation, but it also provides a form of redundancy and backup. I mean, if we're going to ask, you know, a fleet to take on these trucks and run them, they need to ensure that they're going to be able to charge them and keep their fleet running in even the event of a power outage. And that's one of the things that we can do with the Megapack on site as well.
All right. So, and first deliveries are now.
Yeah.
So we'd just like to thank PepsiCo. They've been a great partner. Hey, guys. Hey, how's it going?
Thank you.
Hey, how's it going? So yeah, we completed our first cargo run with a very enormous amount of Frito-Lays, which I'm sure we have a lot of them here.
Yeah. And yesterday, we were actually able to complete our first delivery, compliments of Frito-Lay. We took a truck down to their Modesto factory from here, and one of their drivers, we delivered the truck, they took it over, and they brought back a load of snacks for everybody here to enjoy tonight. Yep. So, big thanks to Kirk and Steven. Yeah.
Do you guys want to say anything?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Look. Nothing like this happens without amazing people. And so I just want to thank the people that spent countless hours to make this a reality. That's it. The people.
That's it. I just want to echo. I know a lot of work went into it, and this is fantastic. We're about to deliver today, so thank you.
Yeah, thanks for letting us be a part of this. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
All right. All right. So yeah, thank you all. Thank you all for coming. It's been a long journey, 5 years. But this is gonna really revolutionize the roads, and I think make the world a better place in a meaningful way. So thank you for your support through all the years.
When Shopify says you can sell anywhere, they mean it. Woo, hold up. Just got a new sale, order fulfilled and shipped. Inventory level's good. Whoa, Shopify doesn't mind if you're at sea level. Or on top of the world! You can run and grow your business anywhere. Climbing mountains is never easy, but at least Shopify gives me all the tools I need for my business to hit new peaks.
Whether you're selling carabiners or crop tops, start selling with Shopify today and join the platform simplifying commerce for millions of businesses worldwide. We've built the platform so you can keep climbing and grow your business to new heights.
With Shopify, you really can sell to anyone from anywhere.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. 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 Internet connection required. Not available on mountaintops or seafloors.